Hi there, it's day number 11, and I have a powerful exercise for you that is going to help you think about some things with self-love and how you're actually treating yourself. So today I'd like you to get a paper and a pencil, and I want you to find a photo of yourself when you were a child. And then I want you to print the photo or have it available to you on your laptop or another device that you can look at it. And you can go ahead and pause this recording until you have those things. And once you're back in, when you have all those things in front of you, I want you to flip over the picture of yourself so you're not looking at yourself if it's printed out. If it's on your laptop or your phone, just flip over your phone so you're not looking at it. And I don't want you to look at the photo of yourself. And while you're not looking at yourself, I want you to think about the things that you say to yourself that are negative. So if I was doing this exercise, I might say you're so bad for eating so much sugar and for not having control over your emotions in your life. Your hair is so difficult and it always gives you trouble. You can write down anything that you say to yourself that's negative. And you might tell yourself you're a bad mom, you know, my house isn't clean, or I'm a bad wife because I went out instead of making dinner. Whatever, anything that's negative, any ego-based thoughts. I want you to write down all those things and don't censor anything because you're the only one who's ever going to read this. You know, sometimes when we think that we're writing things for somebody else, we can censor them. This time I just want you to really let go. And I want you to dig deep and pull out all those thoughts and be really honest. We all have thoughts that we're holding on to, but there's that one big thought that we hold on to. And when you take time to think about it, it will be the one that stands out. And so then I want you to press pause and I want you to start writing and come back when you have all of those thoughts written down. Go. Okay, you're back. You've written down all your negative thoughts and you have everything negative that you've been saying to yourself. Now I want you to take the photo of yourself as a child and I want you to look at that photo and I want you to tell that child all the things that you have been saying to yourself. Tell that little one that there's a pretty good chance that you're not going to want to do it. There's a very good chance that you would never tell those things to any child that you are telling yourself now. And your child self is still inside you. And all those things that you're telling yourself are abusing that child that you're looking at right now within you. And I hope that you would never say those things to a child self, but I want you to be aware that you are still that person. You are still the child in this photo. So I want you to tell that child the truth of who you are right now, how great you are, how amazing you are, how beautiful you are. Encourage that little child and tell them all the things that they can accomplish still. Warm them with some things that might be coming to them and in the future that they don't know. Help them rise up, help them succeed. And tell them that you forgive them for the mistakes that they made. This is a powerful exercise to help heal yourself and connect you with yourself and to connect you with the truth of who you are. When you're done, take your paper and rip it up and throw it or burn it away. And hang that child photo up somewhere where you can see it and talk to your inner child each and every single day.